I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Both parties claim victory in Egypt's first presidential election since President Hosni Mubarak was ousted from power. Now, while the official results have been indefinitely delayed, Open Doors' Carl Mueller says
the military can rightly claim that no one got a clear majority, and so therefore they still will hold on to power until some other arrangements can be worked out.
Even though Egypt faces uncertainty, Mueller says the church is strong.
Even in the midst of all of this chaos, the spiritual openness of people to the good news of Jesus has never been greater in this part of the world.
You can support the work. We have a link and more at our website. Next, in Iran, a believer imprisoned for sharing his faith was released last week. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Mehdi Petros Forotin and four other Christians were charged in March of 2011 with blasphemy for talking to Muslims about the gospel. After a rough year in prison, Forotin's been released, but many other believers remain in jail for similar crimes in Iran. Pray for these prisoners and encourage them with letters. There's a link at our website. And former Trakosi slaves in Ghana have a shot at new lives. Every Child Ministries plans to build a center to rehabilitate women and girls who were enslaved to the local shrines. ECM's Lorella Rouster says it's strategic because it straddles Ghana and Togo, where there are still active shrines. ECM plans to open the center in August of next year after construction.
We will offer vocational and life skills classes. There'll be counseling and Bible studies.
So please be praying. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free. It's complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. So go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.